Patriots Pro Bowl nose tackle Vince Wilfork joins us. Good morning, Vince.
Good morning, guys. How's everything?
Happy New Year, Vince. What's going
on? Happy New Year to you guys also.
I saw you yesterday when they were playing this song, and you were moving and grooving out on the field and they play it just for you, my friend.
Of course. You know that's my theme song. So that'll stay with me until the end of days, man.
What was your approach going into yesterday's game? I know football players can't think about don't get hurt because then you'll get hurt. So what were you thinking going into the final regular season game of the year?
Finishing up the season with a win. You know, a lot of people can sit back and talk about how long guys was going to play, or are people scared that you may get hurt. Everything besides by going out there and playing football. So, I think our approach was the same as every other week, you know, preparation, making sure that's good through the week, and going out there and performing well. You know, didn't matter who was on the field and what time you were on the field. We all had one agenda in mind, and that was to win. So, I said before, it's like every year we split with the Miami Dolphins. You know, we win up here, they win down there, or vice versa. And one of our goals was this week is to, you know, let's not make that happen. Let it happen this week. And I think we did a real good job of not allowing that to happen.
I know this has been a hot topic of discussion all season long, and you're going to have to tell me what the official told you about the personal foul penalty you got, because, quite frankly, I just didn't see it.
Oh, you know what? I really didn't get a clarification of it. I was trying to talk with him. It wasn't that he wasn't trying to talk to me, but it was just in between plays. When I thought about going to talk to him, you know, it was the timeout was ending. So he said something about me hitting him, you know, to the head. So I don't know if I did or didn't. I've seen a little clip of it, and it didn't seem like I did. So I don't know. You know, I don't know. You know, the only thing I could do is continue to play ball. I don't think it was anything dirty from my part. Surely I went in not intent to hit him in the head. So I don't know, you know. What's going to be, I don't know what it's going to be. But we know how everything is, you know, protection of players. So a rule is a rule, you know. And if I did, hit him, to, you know, in his helmet, you know, I don't know the league. We do have to check it up with the league. So that's where we're at on that one, you know. That didn't, it really didn't bother me as much, you know. But a penalty is a penalty at the same time. So take it from whatever it's worth. And like I say, we'll look further into it, you know, especially if, you know, the lead come down on me and everything. We'll look further into it and see what actually happened. Did it, you know, did I hit him in the helmet, or, you know, whatever it may have been. So that's why I'm going to leave it at. You know, right now I'm just going to leave it at that.
Let me ask you about the regular season, because I know in a couple days you guys won't be in a reflective mood on the regular season. Yeah, you'll be talking about where everybody's zip and zip, and you gotta get ready for the playoffs. So let's talk about the regular season and the defense. In your opinion, when did you guys turn the corner? Was there a meeting, a practice, a game, an incident that kind of turned the corner for you and allowed you guys to become a major playmaking defense?
I think it was after the Cleveland game. I think we left that game. You know, that whole week going into that game, we didn't have the right practice. We didn't practice well. We every day was a mistake. There was things we was making mistakes on that we've been doing all year, ever since OTA. And that week was kind of like a crazy week for us. And to go out there on Sunday against, you know, the Cleveland Browns, who just the week before they played us, they beat the Saints, I believe, and then they went on to their bye. And to go against them on that Sunday, and they just basically did whatever they want to us. We knew exactly what they wanted to do, and it seemed like we didn't respond. We didn't respond at all. So I think after that game, it was a gut check time for us. We knew, you know, a lot of things that we did in that game, we wouldn't have been able to win any game. So I think from that week on, I think guys really buckled down. I think we started trusting one another, trusting the system. I think, you know, from a whole team standpoint, including the coaching staff, I think everybody closer to one goal, and that one goal was winning. And I remember sitting and talking to, you know, a couple guys and Bill, and I basically said, hey, whatever we need to do, if we have to stay on the field a little longer to get something accomplished, let's leave the field knowing we feel good about, you know, our practice. And I think we started doing it, and I think after that week we started putting practices together. And every week it was just something that's, you know, something that we wanted to do. And then, you know, situational, Bill putting more pressure on us with situational football, and particularly in the fourth quarters. And I think a lot of games, when it comes down to the fourth quarter, I don't care what the score may be, I think we coach very well when it comes down to that. And I think sometimes you've seen it in some of these close games. Sometimes, you know, we went out with a big lead. We just know the situation that we're in the fourth quarter, because, believe it or not, you can play 58, 59 minutes of good football, and all it takes is a couple seconds or a couple minutes to lose a ball game. So being able to play 60 minutes, that is something big for us. And I think guys understand that. I think we go to practice, we prepare well. When we're on the field, we pulling each other, we pulling each other weight. We know three phases of the game. You know, we want to play good football in all those phases. So ever since we've been doing that, we've been, you know, pretty good. So now it's definitely we're going to have to continue to do that. We actually have to step up a little bit more now, you know, because you lose now, you go home. It's no tomorrow. It's no tomorrow. So I think this week is a good week for us to you know, to go out and work on some things that gave us problems throughout the season. And at the same time, being able to get some rest and just to get off your feet for a little bit, get back healthy. Because I think at this point in the time, the team that's got better health at this point is going to be better prepared. They're going to feel better. They're going to play better. So we worked our tails off all year, being able to end the season 14-2. It wasn't easy. You know, it wasn't easy. Everything wasn't a smooth road for us. It got bumpy at times, but at the same time, it seems when it got bumpy, guys just stepped up even more. And a lot of credit go to, you know, the players and the coaches for making sure that we stay on track.
You've been an important player on this team for a while now. You've been a Pro Bowler before. But it seems as though you've really found your voice as a leader on this team, maybe more than any other year. Is that fair?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, one thing, I'm not a big talker. I mean, at times where I need to say something or I see something that needs to be done that's, you know, not getting done the way that we wanted to get done, I voice my opinion. And I think we have guys I respect to death. You know, and Tommy is one of them, Kevin Falk, you know, Branch, that been around for a while, Colton and Light, those guys, Mayo, guys been around for a while. And I don't think we have too many problems where we have to go out and just yell and talk all the time, because I think a lot of guys see us work. And I think the harder you work, the more you get out of it, not just by yourself. Guys see that. You know, guys see there are leaders out there putting in the work. You know, ending the season, you win the weight room. Ending the season, we get after practice. I think guys see that, and that motivates those guys. So, at times, yeah, I may say something, but, you know, I'm more of the, you know, sit back, chill, and go to work and let my work speak for itself than for talking.
Who was the best at it? I mean, you've come across some incredible guys here, Will Fork, since your rookie year. I mean, you've had, Seymour has been in here. You've had Willie McGinnis in here. You've had Brewski. You've had Rodney. Who was the best, do you think, of the talking types of really setting the agenda and getting everybody to listen to their message?
I think it was Brewski. Brewski and Seymour, off top, was probably one of the most, however you want to put it, perfect guys for that scenario. I mean, because when things isn't going well, they sent and they get us together and everything. So trust me, I've seen and I've learned from a bunch of guys, and half of them you name. I've been around those guys. I see how they approach the game. Some was talkers, some wasn't talkers. You know, Willie McGinnis, he never talked. But the way he carried himself as a professional, that went a long ways with me. You know, Rodney, he was another one. He don't talk unless he had to talk. But to see a guy go on scout team, punt team, or scout team kickoff and run down the field like he was, you know, first year in the league, that's the type of stuff that I was used to seeing. So it's been a lot of great leaders that come through this organization, you know, and for me, I learned a lot from all of them. I took something away from every one of them.
When I look at the way this defense has improved from the start of the year till now, one of the things that's jumped out at me is the play of the young players. In your experience, have you seen rookies come in and make the kinds of impacts that you've seen from on your side of the ball, Devin McCourty, on the other side of the ball, Gronkowski and Hernandez, even Mesko, the punter? Have you seen a group of rookies come in and make this big an impact on a team before?
I don't know. You know, only thing I can tell you is the guys that we have, we're glad we have them, because in all the success we had this year, you can't sit back and point out one person. You know, you can't sit down and just point out, okay, Vince is doing well, or Mayo's doing well, or you know, Tom is doing good. I mean, you have to sit back and you have to evaluate everyone. And I think that's the way we play. You know, the rookies, they stepped up the bat. You know, they're not playing like any rookies. And we let that be known in the middle of the season. That was one of the messages that we passed out. You know, that rookie mess is over. You're in the middle of the season, National Football League. You can't carry that as a crutch anymore, especially if you're playing football on a team like ours, because Bill will not put you on the field unless he has the confidence in you to go out there and do your job. That's one thing I know from day one. I don't care if you're a first-rounder or undrafted free agent, whoever you may be. If you deserve to be on the field, you're going to be on the field. And for these guys to be on the field, that says a lot about the organization and the trust that you know, the coaches and the players have in all these guys. So you don't see Tom not throwing to a rookie, or not getting the ball into the guys who open, or handing it off to whoever it may be, from you know, Woodhead to Fred Taylor to Ben Jarvis Green. He gets the ball in our best player's hand. I mean, you see guys day in, every week it's like someone is throwing and testing the court. And you know what? Majority of the time they come up on a losing end. So these guys are playing at a level where you can't just stick a rookie tag on them, because of their play is like a veteran that knows their role, that knows exactly where they need to be, know what's going on the field. So I think that's one thing that helped us as a team this year. Everybody is knowing their role. When you come in, I don't care if it's a third down, you a pass rusher special. I don't care if it's first down when you're coming in for a run stopper. Whatever it may be, I think everybody know their role. And they're happy with it because we win it. And that's the thing. If everyone commit to their job, we would continue to win. And one thing we have to continue to do is preparing well throughout the week. And that's been, I think, the huge turnaround for this whole season, is preparing well throughout the course of the week. And Sundays we have fun.
Well, I know you're a bit of a renaissance man. So on Sundays you're playing nose tackle, one of the most unrewarding, below-the-radar positions in the National Football League. And other days of the week you're making – NyQuil commercials. So I don't know, during the bye, are you going to be making more commercials? You have something set up with Sony? I mean, what's next? Because I feel like I don't even know you anymore. What's going on?
Whatever. Don't start it. You know, my goal right now is to, you know, to get some rest and see how we can become a better football team, especially defense. You know, like I say, we've done a great job later in the season. We need to do a better job now. So my job right now is to find out what can take us to that next level, give us that next step to be even better, because we're going to have to. No matter who we face, I'm pretty sure they're going to be a pretty tough football team. So we have our work cut out.
So these people I see down here wearing sunglasses inside and talking about making deals and all the lights and lights, camera, action people, this has nothing to do with you?
No.
Okay.
We want to win. That's the number one goal, win, by any means necessary. So that's my goal. That's the team goal, to continue to win. And it's not going to stop now. So we have our work cut out, but at the same time, we have to relax and you have to get back healthy, get proper rest, make sure we coming back ready to play, because we're going to hit the ground running. It's no time to play around now. Like I said, you lose now, you go home. So we have to put everything in one basket, and hopefully that's good enough.
Final question from me, Vince. You're going to have a guy come back to your football team effective today who's been out for the last 4 weeks in Brandon Spikes. Is he going to have to say something, do something? Is he welcome back into the fold from the minute he walks through the door? How does that work when a guy comes off a suspension like that?
Well, I mean, it's up to that guy to address the team and however he want to do it. It's up to him. But I think as a team, we're going to open arms. I mean, everybody makes mistakes in their lifetime, in their career. And he's a rookie. He made a bogus mistake. So, I'm pretty sure he'll apologize and we'll move forward. But it's not that we're not holding anything over his head, because that's a guy that definitely can help us. He means a lot to this team and his organization. So, I can't wait to get him back. From a defensive lineman standpoint, I can't wait to get him back, and I'm excited for him to get back. So, and knowing Brandon, he trust me, these 4 weeks been like a year for him, and I'm pretty sure he's going to be excited to get back. So one thing he's going to have to do is try to ignore the noise and just stay focused, because there will be a lot of stuff probably might be coming out, and every question asked to him is going to be about his suspension instead of about, getting ready for one of the biggest games of this year. So, but with guys around there, the veterans and the leaders around there, we'll keep them straight-headed and everything. So, but I'm pretty excited for him to come back, and he definitely can help us.
Congratulations on the Pro Bowl berth. Congratulations on the win. As Bill Belichick said, when you left this place last night, you were 14-2. This morning, you're 0-0.
Exactly. We're starting from scratch. Only thing with that is we got a couple stuff up on our belt. We have our game plan and everything in, so we just have to continue to get better. But right now, our record is 0-0.
We'll talk to you next week. Thanks.
Thank you, guys.
Okay,
Vince.
Care.
We'll
that is Patriots Pro Bowl nose tackle Vince Wilfork joining us here on Sports Radio WEEI.